One Saturday, in the middle of June, on a bright and windy afternoon, all the creatures by Piggyback Wood were getting ready as fast as they could. There was only a short time left to prepare for the birthday party at Badger's Lair. At the top of the invitation, it said, "Will guests please arrive with a hat on their head?" Of all the creatures on Piggyback Hill, busiest of all was Candystripe Lil.
"Oh dear," she sighed, "there's so much to do, and the party begins at 2:15.
Harry had polished his tusks and hooves, and even the grooves between the hooves. On his head was the most spectacular hat, part spotty, part dotty, part pointy, part flat. Lil's hat was hanging to dry on the line.
"It's a good job," she said, "that the weather is fine."
The washing went flip, the washing went flap. Then, in front of their eyes, Lil's favourite cap worked itself loose from where it was pinned and was tugged away by a gust of wind. Over the bench and the garden hose, up, up and away it rose, till it snagged on the edge of a chimney slate.
"Oh no!" cried Lil. "Now we're going to be late!"
"Good grief," Harry said, peering up at the sky. "You'd have to fly to get up that high."
"You're right," said Lil. "So that's what we'll do. If birds fly, why can't shrews fly too?"
"Because," Harry said, "shrews don't have wings."
"Maybe not," said Lil, "but I've other things. I'm sure we'll find something to help me to fly. There's all sorts of stuff in the shed we could try."
In the depths of the shed was a shopping trolley, an old lawnmower, a folded-up brolly.
"Look,"
squeaked Lil.
"That's just what we need. With the help of this brolly, we're bound to succeed."
Lil opened the brolly over her head.
"Hold on, there's a gust on its way," Harry said.
Lil gripped very tight. The umbrella bent and trembled, then tugged, then whoosh, up she went and floated off past the sycamore stump. Then landed again on a large moss clump. She landed so quickly she let out a yelp.
"Oh dear," Harry cried, rushing over to help. "It will never work. Your hat's lost forever."
"Nonsense," said Lil. "You should never say never."
Back in the shed was a rusty old wheel, a bucket, some bunting, a shoe with no heel, a hand-me-down blanket from Candystripe Gran, a Wellington boot, a portable fan.
"Look,"
squealed Lil.
"That's just what we need. With the help of this fan, I know we'll succeed."
Lil fastened the fan to the top of her head.
"Hold tight, there's a gust on its way,"
Harry said. The blades began whirring, then whoosh, off she took. She went up so high that she hardly dared look. But when the wind dropped, she fell with a bump and landed again on the same mossy clump.
"Oh dear," Harry cried, "I don't like this at all. The more you go up, the further you fall. We'll never succeed, your hat's lost forever."
"What nonsense," said Lil, "you should never say never."
It was then that a sound came. Tack, tack, tack.
"I know that sound,"
said Harry to Lil. It was deer on his way down Piggyback Hill.
"A fine day," Deer said. "Will you walk with me? I'm just off to Badger's birthday tea."
Tied to his antlers by a golden thread was a giant balloon in a shimmering red. Harry pointed a buffed and gleaming hoof to where Lil's cap lay trapped on the roof.
"You'll never reach it," said Deer. "Not ever."
But Harry and Lil cried, "Never say never." They pulled the balloon down low to the ground. Lil took the string and, without a sound, she tied one end to Harry's tail.
"Last chance," she whispered. "We mustn't fail."
Harry lined up his tail with the chimney pot, and when Lil let go, up she went like a shot. She reached for the hat. It was there in her grasp, when beneath her the others let out a gasp. A strong breeze had wrenched it out of her paws, and she just grabbed it back by the tips of her claws.
"She's done it," cried Harry. "Amazing," said Deer. "Let's hear it for Lil,"
and he let out a cheer. Lil tied the hat firmly onto her head.
"If we hurry, we'll just make the party," she said.
When Lil and her friends at last appeared, all the animals clapped and cheered. "Hooray!" They queued long into the afternoon for a go on the magical flying balloon. One after another they stepped up to try, but they were far too heavy to fly. The only creature who managed that was Candy Stripe Lil in her favourite hat.